Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. Hey there, my darlings. It is me. This is episode 39. As always, before I start, thank you for rocking with me. I appreciate all the listeners. Thank you for sharing the podcast. I know a lot of people are sneaky listeners, and I appreciate you too. Your secret is safe with me and all the other pleasure seekers of the world. Don't worry, I won't tell everybody you're a freak. But no, from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. The numbers are going up so great that I actually received two more sponsor ads that I have to check out if I want to run them on the podcast or not. But it's because of you, because my numbers are going up. I'm getting more sponsorship offers. With that said, let me run this one right now about Anchor, and then we're going to get into this week's episode. So listen, and I'll be right back. All right, let's get into it. So I was thinking for episode 39, I should dedicate it to unusual things, right? Since it's been an unusual year for us around the world. You know, before the year started, I remember talking to my mom, like, 2020 is a leap year, and leap years are usually crazy. I don't know if anybody else out there in the world think that, but I always remember leap years to just be sick, always crazy shit that happens in a leap year. But I was not prepared for this level of craziness, this level of unusual and bizarre things. And the pandemic is one thing, but everything else that's just been happening in the world, it's, you know, the pandemic is a hit. It still is. It's still here. It really crippled the world. But then in the midst of all of that, all the storms, the fires, earthquakes, you know, plagues. It was just a lot. So, this episode, I'm going to dedicate this episode to unusual fetishes. Yeah, I haven't spoken about fetish in so long. Only because, again, the year kind of just like derailed the momentum of everything, including my wonderful podcast. So for this episode, I am going to highlight 7 unique fetishes. Now, disclaimer, some of these things I can't pronounce. So I don't care how many degrees I have. I'm telling you now, do not judge me, because some of these fetishes, I'm not going to bite my tongue trying to impress anyone. I'm going to say it how I say it, and y'all just have to deal with it. period. Then you can look it up. What I'll do is I'll spell it just in case anybody wants to look it up. But that's like, where should I start? Okay. The first fetish is spelt FORMICOPHILIA, formicophilia, and that is a form of zoophilia, which is a sexual interest in being crawled upon or nibbled by insects. You heard me correctly. So this is a form of zoophilia fetish, which they have a sexual interest in having insects crawl on them, having being covered in it. But it's usually small creatures like ants. I don't know about y'all, but my skin just crawled thinking about that. My skin just crawled thinking about it. And again, I don't judge. I've never judged. If you're new to the show, you will know that I do not judge anyone for any of their fetish. This is just strange. All right. This is going to be a quick episode because I'm going to just get through these quickly. All right. The second fetish is the furry fetish, which it is unusual, but I've seen it quite a bit on the scene. So the term, okay, I want to make sure I give y'all the good definition. They are individuals who are sexually aroused by fantasizing about being anthropomorphic, so I guess dressing up like an animal, like a fur animal, a bunny or a bug, or the balloon fetish. I think I've talked about this before. So this could be in the form of just like what is just the straining latex, or just the tension of waiting for the balloon to pop. So you understand a fetish is just getting sexually aroused by unusual things, like sexual things, right? I think I mentioned the formal definition. in a previous episode. I think it's one of my very, very first episodes, but it's a form of sexual desire in which gratification is linked to an abnormal degree to a particular object, particular body part, an item of clothing. And so that's a fetish, right? So now these unique fetish is this kind of way left feel. And it's unique only because it's not, you know, again, it's unusual. It's not common. Some of the most fetish, common fetishes you've heard of is like someone having a foot fetish. I've discussed some women having a scent fetish, or the fetish to be spanked. You know, that can also be like a nice kink thing. So if you really want to hear some of just like the formal definitions that I've discussed, you have to just go back to the earlier episodes. If this is your first time listening to the pod. Okay, so number four. Okay, so balloon was number three. So someone that gets sexually aroused to balloons, the latex, the popping of it. Some of them might be aroused to seeing the balloon being blown up. The fourth fetish, C-O-U-L-R-O, philia. Coulrophilia is sexual attraction to clowns. Now, this is very interesting because most people are afraid of clowns. I would love to meet someone that's sexually aroused by clowns. If you're out there, if you're listening, can you slide me a DM? Slide in my DMs, please, on the Instagram, Her Pleasure Chest. I love to talk to you. Matter of fact, anybody that's out there that have a fetish that you think is a unique fetish, please, please, slide in my DMs. All right. Tripsilogonia is the joy of getting one's hair shampooed. So I guess the satisfaction of getting your scalp massaged and shampooed. Now, can you imagine if you're a hairstylist and you're washing someone's hair and this person is getting aroused? That would creep me the hell out. I mean, then again, would it? Because y'all know I'm a freak. Y'all know I'm a freak. I don't think it would freak me out. I've encountered people that have interesting fetishes. So it's just, these are really, 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 really left wing. So, I don't judge. Again, I don't judge. Okay, I think I lost count. What was that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, the sixth one, macrophilia. See, that one wasn't bad, right? I pronounced that one good. So, macrophilia is a fascination with or a sexual fantasy involving giants. This is more commonly expressed as giantesses. It is typically a male fantasy with a male playing the quote unquote smaller part, entering, being dominant, or being eaten by the larger woman. being dominated or being eaten by a larger woman. So I feel like this is common, but it's not talked about. So for example, like I've seen some dominatrix who are really tall, like naturally tall, probably like a good 6 feet tall. And you have men with this fetish that would hire them and insist that they wear heels. So can you imagine a woman who's already 6 feet and wearing heels that's 4 inches? Like that's, she's going to look like a giant. But those are men that have they're macrophilic, right? Okay, number 7. Hybristophilia, Hybristophilia. Now, this one is definitely common in women. This is fetishing criminals. So, basically a lot of women that fall in love with criminals from a distance. Like, they never know them, but they fall in love with the things that these men did. And most of the time, they get sexually aroused by, like, serial killers. So, men like Charles Manson, you know, like when you hear about certain serial killers, there are a lot of women out there that are so sexually aroused by them, and they have all these fantasies about them. Is that unusual? Fuck yeah. Would I want to fetishize about no man that just murdered somebody? Hell no. Can you imagine? Like, again, I don't judge, but it's just like, how could you be with someone that, how can you be sexually attracted to someone that murdered people? I'm not judging, but for that one, I might low-key be judging. Okay. The next fetish, I might throw in like 2 or 3 more. Tentacles. I think this one is very obvious. So someone that has a fetish for tentacles, so they are like obsessed or sexually aroused. Ooh, why do I have that tickle in my throat? I promise y'all I was not doing anything before I recorded. I was not doing the nasty, I promise you. I think at this rate, I'm celibate. It's been so long. Okay, I digress. So, tentacles. So, someone with this fetish, I think it's, that one is self-explanatory. So they are sexually aroused by animals, tentacles, species with tentacles. So I would love to see how that plays out in the bedroom. So like, do they have their partner dress up and put on something that features tentacles, or do they have animals ready? You know, like, these are the kind of things I think about when I read about these fetishes. I just go the extra mile wondering, okay, how does one go about fulfilling their sexual desires when they have such bizarre fetishes? You know, it's unique. And I think I'll leave off on that one. And I haven't done this in a while, so I'm going to give you guys a sexual experience. Right, I'm not taking a break. Let's just go straight into it. It's been a while that I've taken time out to tell you a story about one of my sexcapades. I don't even know where to begin. I think I can tell you guys about one of my threesome experiences. So now I've had a lot of threesomes. My first time having a threesome was interesting because I don't know, it was probably the inner hole in me. So my first time having a threesome, I was, fucking with this person, and we were just like open to trying new things, and we're like, all right, let's get it done. And it's so funny because our intention was a threesome, but somehow it was like four people that would end up in the room, but one person didn't partake. That one person, like, now I know about fetishes. I understand, like, this person was a voyeur. He got off from watching, so he kind of just like stayed in the cut just to watch and masturbate while the rest of us, got our thing on. So I this threesome, basically, I was the target as far as I was tossed around like a rag doll, and it was like each party was just like taking their turns, like tag you're it, tag you go in, tag you're it. It wasn't like an evolved and fresh threesome like I'll partake in now, right? Like I was young and wild. Was I wild? I wasn't wild. I was just young and free. I'm still young and free. Fuck that. But it wasn't like you would see in the porn, right? So here I was in a room with three other individuals. One person decided to stay in the cut and watch, and the other two decided that they're gonna tag team my ass. I was very turned on by it, and I guess back that I guess that's when my I would say my desire for being worshipped, like you see how things you see how you kind of evolve sexually. Like I love being worshipped. I love my body being worshipped. I think that's a I don't know if you want to categorize as a kink or a fetish of mine that if you hear me moving around, I'm just trying to get more comfortable, and I'm sorry, y'all know I don't edit shit. So I guess that's when it developed my love to getting worshipped and being in that space where two people are doing what they were doing to me. I was very small body wise, like I was far more petite than I am now. Now I'm a slim thick, okay? I'm 30 pounds down and I'm snatched right now. But back then I was very, very petite. and I was a lightweight. So that night I was being picked up and fucked. And when one was dicking me down, another was sucking on my breasts, you know, biting on my nipples, and just doing the most. And I was literally getting off on that. And I think this went on for hours. It went on for hours. And I don't know where I got the stamina from back then, but I did not tap out. But the funny part is, like, when I think about amateur porn, I remember one of them didn't take their sock off and was just hitting me from the back, fucking me from the back, and slipping and sliding. That was funny. It was comical and sexually arousing at the same time. And I don't think, and I'm mentioning this story only because I just want you to understand your first experience with anything sexually is not going to be picture perfect. It is not. I mean, now my threesomes are bomb because I go in with an agenda. I know what I want. I know what I'll do and what I won't do. Like, I have limits. I have, you know, boundaries, and I know what I want to do and things like that. Back then, you know, the person I was rocking with, we were just young and just like, ooh, you want to do what? Oh, you down for what? Psh, I was that chick. You know, I was that chick where, oh, you want to do what? Bet, let's go. Like, I'm down. Let's get it cracking. And I wasn't thinking about safety. Like, I preach on the show so many times about, you know, being safe. Yes, we used condoms, but I wasn't thinking safety when I was sucking on them dicks. You know, it's just like when you're young and free and wild, you know. But it was a great experience. And I wasn't drunk. That's the crazy part. Like, I did that sober as hell. And now I think back and I was like, damn, I wish at that point I was into anal, but I wasn't. Like, at that age, I think I was in my 20s. Yeah, I was definitely in my 20s, my early 20s. Was it my early 20s? Damn, Jesus Christ. I remember, I'm so old. Well, I'm not old, okay? I'm like fine fucking wine, okay? I'm perfect. I am. But no, and I think I was so young. I think at that age, during that time when it happened, I was so against anal. Yeah, I didn't try anal sex yet. I was so against anal sex. I was just like, oh, not my booty hole. Nothing should go in my hole. You know, it's just like nothing at all. So yeah, I feel like if back then I was into anal, that threesome would have been crazy fun. So that's that on that. I know that's not as juicy as you all are used to with my stories, but I promise you next episode I will give you something more juicy. Because I've had some really fun experiences over the years, and also not so fun. I remember telling you guys about my pegging experience. If you haven't listened to the pegging episode, you should go back and listen to the pegging episode. Shit, I might go back and listen to the pegging episode. All right, I'm going to leave you guys right now. Don't forget to follow the Instagram page, Her Pleasure Chest. Also follow my personal page, Goddess_Tosh. Slide in my DM, say hello. If you listen on Apple or any major, you know, platforms, make sure you actually subscribe. The numbers count. Make sure you leave a review if you can. I'd really appreciate it. As always, be kind to others, be kind to yourself, be true to you. Be bold, be beautiful, and always remember to escape the labels and embrace your kink. Peace out. Love and light.